fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
December 24th, 2023, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org, Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month on freedomslips.org. And, you know, get a Patreon account. It's so easy. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've all been working really hard. All the hosts do not get paid. And we have trying to bring you the truth and the news you can use so you can have a better life. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. wishing everybody a Merry Christmas out there. Me and Dr. Farrell, I reminded you about this last week, and Dr. Farrell brought up about, you know, that Christmas goose or turkey or ham that you're preparing for your family. Well, you know, you ought to check and make sure it's a real goose, a real turkey, a real ham. If it's got bones and everything, well, that's a great thing, because at least you know it's from a real bird and a real beast. And, you know, you want to try to avoid this genetic augmentation that they have been just pouring on nonstop. And I've been talking about this, and on last week's show, I told you about, you know, to watch Italy, because on the forefront of issuing quiet challenges to the growing go baloney narratives, and to the every extent possible in resisting them, you know, from sanctions against Russia, because Russia doesn't want any of the chemicals in their country. They certainly don't want any of the lab-grown meat, and they certainly don't want any GMO crops. And Italian agribusinesses were anxious to work out all this, and they just issued you know, a law to where they're not going to have any more GMO or any lab-grown meat in Italy anywhere around. And, you know, it's sending a big message. And, you know, they're conferring with Mr. Putin's ministers to increase public denunciations of the European, you know, union or disunion, open border policies, and so on. And they're also putting out all these edicts about non-GMO and no chemicals and no chemical fertilizers allowed. But one component of the pushback a bit against this whole globalonism, and it's been Italy's quiet pushback, is against the Frankenfoods, our term here for all genetic experimentation that's going on with the Western food supply. And more countries in Europe, more and more, are turning down these Frankenfoods and GMO. They want organic food. But more and more in America here, they're increasing. I mean, after all, you know, Bill Gates' lab-grown meat has already gotten FDA approval, and they're pushing it. You may recall that the Italian physicians were among the first in Europe that were questioning the whole COVID narrative, to which Italy and its attitude to lab-grown meat seems appropriate once again. And, you know, the doctors were really persecuted in Italy when they said, hey, watch those vaccines. But yet, boy, they pushed it really hard. And, of course, their health minister got arrested, and he's on trial for murder, you know, massive murder. And, you know, Italy, they have some good things. You know, they're not against, you know, technology or progress. After all, they invented the Renaissance, but that means they're also realists as well. I mean, anybody's driving a Maserati like I have knows that that's a real fast car, or Ferrari or a Lamborghini. Those are fast cars, and they're Italian. And so we might as well expect that the Italian government, you know, they don't really want to allow artificial intelligence to tailor shop advertise itself as a genuine Italian handcrafted tailor-made for, you know, lab-grown meat. They're not all for that. I bring this up over and over again because, folks, you really got to stay on the lookout. They're pushing this on you. Pretty soon, you know, they won't have the label to really show it. It'll be called, you know, new meat or something like that. And it looks like meat and everything, and you may just pick it up and not think of it. But you better start reading those labels. So anyway, the Italian Minister of Agriculture, Francesco Lambrogida, Lambrogida, in defense of health of the Italian production system, of thousands of jobs, and of our culture and tradition, he said, with the law approved today, Italy is the first nation in the world to be safe from social and economic risk of synthetic food, according to the English translation that I had from the article. So the bill passed the Italian Senate by measures of 159-53 and was supported by the country's agricultural groups, which work to protect Italy's 10.1 billion meat processing industry. In other words, the lab-grown meat industry threatens the food supply of real meat being raised and processed. If pressed to this ultimate conclusion, lab-grown meat threatens the food supply and the millennia-old agricultural foundations of animal husbandry. You know, this is all the new climate change thing, you know. They want to eliminate livestock. You know, they're saying cow farts is putting out too much carbon, too big of a carbon footprint. And they say you exhaling is also a big carbon footprint. So be on the lookout, you know, efforts in the United States to block lab-grown meat or to ensure that consumers know what they're buying, including the 2018 law in Missouri that prohibits plant-based and lab-grown food from being labeled as meat. But the act also prohibits misrepresenting a product as meat that is not derived from a harvested production livestock or poultry. However, November 13th, Florida State Representative Tyler C. Rowis filed a bill that aims to prohibit the manufacture, sale, holding, or distribution of cultivated meat in the state of Florida. He said, "Farming and cattle are incredibly important industries to Florida. So I think this is a very relevant discussion for our state to have. Should the bill HB 435 become law, restaurants and stores in violation would be fined up to $5,000, and manufacturers, processors, packers, and distributors who misrepresent or mislabel the food could be fined up to $10,000 per violation. Yay, Florida! None of this, however, is to focus my concern on today that we have on all the, you know, bad meat, you know, the soy burgers and all that, because it's just full of chemicals. Eat Just Inc. has manufactured facilities in the United States and Singapore. According to the company, the USDA approval allows for its first lab-grown chicken product to be produced and sold in the United States. So beware, you know, Chicken Express sells that fake chicken. You know, so when you go to the fast food place, Chicken Express, you get those chicken nuggets. That's not from real chicken, folks. That's from a lab-created meat. It's just a bunch of goo. And when they fry it up, boom. It tastes like chicken, chews like chicken, but it's not chicken, folks. For months earlier, the company had received its no questions letter from the FDA, which meant it passed a food safety review. So the FDA lets us go right through because Bill Gates is pushing lab-grown meat. Add to these statements, you know, and when I look at all the cultivated meat, also known as lab-grown meat, is being created in the lab as a five-step process in which stem cells from an animal are replicated and grown in a series of bioreactors before blended with additives, which means a lot of toxins, to create more realistic texture. The meat cells are then drained in a centrifuge, formed and packaged for distribution, according to consulting from McKinsey and Company. Anyway, so it got straight approval. And however, Russia is one of the countries that early on questioned the so-called safety of GMO foods and lab-grown meat, opting to conduct intergenerational studies and banning their cultivation and mass marketing in the meantime. I have noted, along with many others, the falling yields and growing cost per acre of GMO foods, cancer risk, and so on. This is what I really want to tell you about, because GMO foods are falling out. Farmers are losing big money, big time, on GMO crops. We saw in the COVID plan scamdemic with the experimental injections, a manifest fraud perpetrated on millions of people without long-term intergenerational testing and emergency authorization and assurances from the Food and Drug Administration that the injections were safe. FDA looked the other way. A long and growing list of adverse reactions and sudden deaths have given lie to that as well and fostered the growth of an entirely new kind of genre, not conspiracy theory, but coincidence theory, the theory that in spite of massive correlation between increased adverse reactions and the injections, there's only correlation and no hint of causative connections. Such thinking, of course, is unreasonable, for causation never happens without correlation, and thus, when one finds correlations, it's only natural to seek for confirmations of causation. Now, with the latest FDA ruling, we appear, as noted many times in the past, to be looking once again at the doctrine of substantial equivalence in a new guise. Big agribusinesses was able to bypass concerns about their intergenerational testing and impact by, you know, GMOs, by arguing that if a GMO version of corn or tomatoes looked and tasted like their non-genetic modified equivalents, then all their intentions and purposes, they were equivalent in substance or substantially equivalent, except when it came to the patents and, of course, to the fact that GMOs were, in many cases, the mules or hennies incapable of reproduction, so that a plant, a field of GMO corn, year after year, the farmer could not husband some seeds for replanting because that third generation seeds would not sprout because the seeds will develop sterility in the third generation, so you'd have to keep buying from Monsanto. He could have to buy new seeds from a big agriculture business, selling them, and of course increasing their sales. In the case of lab-grown meat, the same doctrine of if it looks the same, it tastes the same, then it is the same, appears to be playing out all over again, regardless of whether or not continually ingesting meat synthesized from stem cells and chemicals of such meats is healthy or not. We do not know if it is because, again, no intergenerational studies have been conducted, and for an FDA that rushed to approve the emergency authorization of experimental COVID injections on the basis of the corporations that own the science and assurance that everything about them is A-OK, well, I'm skeptical, folks. Dr. Johnny's here to tell you, lab-grown meat, stay away from it. I'd rather suspect that in some years we will start to see correlations of diets high in synthetic lab-grown meat and virulent and new strains and perhaps new types of cancers. After all, they have lied about GMOs, they've lied about the injections, and, hey, I think Dr. Johnny's here to tell you they're lying about this lab-grown meat. In short, I'm fast approaching the point where if I want to eat meat, be it a chicken, a turkey, or some form of ground meat, I want to actually see that carcass until such times as the institutions we trust to evaluate product safety are actually doing their jobs again and not exhibiting a revolving door of conflicts of interest as a personnel move from one corporation like the FDA, FCC, or FAA. And back again, we've seen that over and over and over again, where you see a pharmaceutical CEO or pharmaceutical scientist all of a sudden moves into the agro business, and all of a sudden they start doing chemical, work there in the agribusiness. So I'm sorry, folks. As far as I'm concerned, the lab-grown meat should be eliminated from the planet. But hey, somebody like Bill Gates, he pushed the vax. He pushed the GMOs. Heck, he even pushed GMO mosquitoes to spread the vax. So I'm just telling you, he's pushing these lab-grown meat. The FDA just looked the other way and approved it right away. These other countries are saying, no, 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 no. We want our own spicy meatballs from our own cattle. No, we don't want Bill Gates' chemical food. Have you ever wondered just how come so many chemicals, toxins, and poisons are banned all around the world, yet they are still widely and increasingly used here in the United States? I'm sorry, folks, to be a Christmas spoiler, but I just hope that, you know, you listen to me, because I keep talking about this toxicity. And right now, sooner or later, it's going to increase, you know, into your dinner table if you don't watch it. But since November 1st, 2019, the U.S., I'll repeat it all over again, this is a fact. Since, you know, in 2019, 1 in 3 males are sterile. That's a fact. And since 2019, 1 in 4 females, women, are infertile. These are facts, because the toxins we get in our air, food, and water make us sterile, make us infertile. Mostly it's from the water and the food, because that's the bulk amount of chemicals that get into our body. Why do you think there's so many fertility clinics in the United States? Because so many couples cannot have babies on their own, and they're poisoning us. And you better listen up. In the 60s, there were less than 4% of the population that had a disease diagnosis. Less than 4%. But, buddy, in 2015, 40% of our children, just the children, 40%, had some form of chronic disease. These are statistics, folks. It's all from the poisons and toxins we're getting in our food. This is not just the children. If you calculate the whole population, it's much more than half of the United States citizens have some form of chronic disease, and that was in 2015. And, of course, at that time, the geriatric population, you know, the boomers, 78% have cancer. 4 years later, these numbers and percentages have increased at a staggering rate. Let me cut right to the chase. China and the Marxist left are working with the powers that be, who are busy destroying our minds, our bodies, and the Western American culture. Right now, I will give you more detail about this mass annihilation program. You know, look at the vax. You know, look at the GMOs. Look at all the cancers. Cover and backdrop keep the population from seeing, you know, the truth. Is the elite and the left are destroying our culture, our food, and ruining our lives forever, turning our lives into a dystopian world like the Hunger Games movie or the new movie that Michelle and Barack Obama just put out. Trust me, this is their goal, where only the haves, just like the Hunger Games movie, have a luxury disguised prison and are essentially robots in a controlled environment. While we, the population, the have-nots, live in poverty-stricken rural squatter camps of primitive communities, and they are destroying the traditional role of men and women. They're trying to make you become a man if you're a woman, and trying to make you men become women. In fact, they're quite frankly want to limit gender altogether. If you missed that one, you are brain dead. Now that we can't use gender pronouns anymore, they are talking about and taking away our self-worth by convincing us we don't have to think or develop ourselves. At every turn, they're eliminating Christian thought and traditions so fast to make your head spin. And then for all the people who will not be a robot, who are self-reliant and ambitious, you know, rejecting the vax and wanting to make something out of their lives and expanding their goals and pursuing the American dream, these people are deemed and criticized by the left-wing squawk box media and neighborhood snitches as being racist or Nazis. You know, oh, they're terrorists. So the Marxist left is so desperate now because they are losing their sick, pernicious battle, and they are beyond panic attack. They are the zombie apocalypse right now in our face with their Antifa thugs. And they want to destroy America because they see destroying it is the only solution for their degenerative and stressful state of mind to bring in the life that they think is right. But then that changes every week. You know, well, last month I was a man, but now I'm a woman. You know, I mean, it changes all the time. So even after all the TV with the crime dramas and shows that glorify the police and the justice system pursuing and capturing the patriots, excuse me, or conservative citizens, make no mistake about it, the writers in Hollywood are no better than the pink and blue hair trans. You know, blue-haired transvestites giving your youngsters in the elementary school library their reading for the day. This sick dialogue they call the story hour. And as far as the Marxist left is concerned, if they can't make everyone, including the patriots and conservatives, fit into their degenerative lifestyle, then these people have to be eliminated in America that we know and love has to be destroyed because for them it's no damn good. Don't be fooled anymore, folks. This is exactly their life's intentions and goals. Before we had a clean America, I've told you many times that I pondered about this, and I knew America in my days when I was in high school, growing up in a military town where we learned to type on a manual typewriter, and I use a slide rule for my calculations, where the boys took shop and learned mechanical drawing and chose to enter either auto mechanic shop or woodworking shop or air conditioning heater repair shop. And the girls took home economics. They learned to balance the checkbook and so forth, learned to cook and all. That's all good stuff. They loved it. We played tackle football and fast pitch softball. Baseball, that was real baseball. Only the girls played softball. This was in physical education, what we called PE. We had field day once a year and a 100-yard dash and the broad jump and the three-legged race and dodgeball, and you better get out of the way. Our trampolines did not have a cage around it. The class surrounded the trampoline, and if anyone got too far to the side, then one of us on the side would push them back in. That's just the way it was. On the rainy days, when you couldn't go outside and do PE, then the girls and boys would participate in dance class inside the gymnasium. It was required. So we'd do ballroom dance, line dance, square dance, you know, cha-cha-cha, depending on which coach was their turn to watch the class on that rainy day. And they took turns. If the last one did it, then the next one would do it. We are taught to be courteous to our mothers and to our women and to our superiors, and their superiors, because they worked hard to give us all a good life. They worked hard to get there and to give us all a good life, and then we grew up to do the same. It was just expected. It was never vocalized. It was just understood that that's the way the things, that's the way the thing, that's the way everything is. And yes, there were bullies. And you learned early on to stand up for yourself and fight back and if necessary. And, you know, sometimes fighting would get you in trouble and you get a severe paddling. The assistant principal would say, you know, you get four big ones, both of you, no more fighting. Boom, 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 you know. And you didn't want to sit down after that, but we had to. This is the way it was. But over the long term, you know, you developed a spine with fortitude and character, both the women and the men. And after school, if we were not in the school sports team at practice or the marching band, we would go water skiing, fishing, or surfing because, you know, our school is next to the water. I grew up on the beaches of Florida, and hey, you know, we some of us would take our boats to class, and we wear our swimming trunks right underneath our blue jeans. And after class, if we weren't in, you know, the sports team or the band or whatever, we'd go water skiing right afterwards. You know, that's just the way it was. And my instincts told me that part of the control of our minds was through all the toxins they gave us. And today we have more toxins in our food, and the kids as well as the adults are losing their minds and losing their health and their ability to think. You may be tired of hearing me talk about toxins, but that's how we all got here, folks, in these diseased states. I am the master survivor. I'm trying to teach you how to survive. You know, if you have any problem with the vax, you know, if you got it by mistake and you want to get rid of it out of your body, then just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program and get started with number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. It's that simple. Once I had to get that hair, that $226, we run the lab test, we do your consultation. That's free. And that's the biggest bargain of the whole deal right there is my consultation, because I've been doing this over 40 years and I know more than any other doctor about the hair tissue and mineral analysis and show you how you can get well using food. So folks, I'm just here to tell you in this rapid, steady pace, there may be a time when we have to really look out for ourselves and every single thing that we're eating. And yes, the EU, you know, and all of its tyranny and controlling the money supply and everything else, they firmly, all around Europe, believe in eating organic food that's chemical-free. And guess what? In Austria and Switzerland, and you see, you know, France, you see the children play, and you can see them playing music and learning math, you know, and history. And each one of them, you know, develop, you have their own. I mean, I've been to Switzerland and Austria and France and stuff recently, not in the last 10 years, but they certainly, those kids were really sharp on everything. And I come back here and half the kids are walking around our town, duh. You know, and over there, they're talking and doing things, and they're playing their oboe or their flute or their violin or whatever, and they're reading books, and they're all happy and working hard. And here, the kids are lazy. I'm sorry. And the children are taking pride in their learning and development, whereas here, they don't have a clue. And I just want to let you know, you can immediately see the difference in people's cognitive abilities when you talk to them, when you go to other countries and you come back here and see our children. Because our children are getting the biggest brunt of those poisons, because they're the ones eating the fast foods and the candy and the sweets, everything. The powers that be are really degrading and killing us Americans with our food, air, and water in a rapid fashion. So what are you waiting for? Have you had enough of living on the misery level of everyday America? Would you like to rise above the tyranny and extermination program? Well, guess what? That is why I started the Master Survivor Program, to survive through any crisis or circumstance the deep state will throw at you. By becoming a Master Survivor, you will not get sick from the toxins. You will get rid of your toxins. And don't be fooled from the mind control. It's so easy to get started and become a master survivor. All it takes, like I said, is a clump of hair, $226. Send it all to Dr. Johnny. It's right there on my website, themastersurvivor.com. It tells you right there, scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program, and scroll down to number one and read all about the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. And I'll run your hair sample in the lab right here in Dallas and provide you with a full report describing exactly your body's chemistry and show you the foods to increase on in your diet and the foods to avoid in your diet. And there may be a few supplements, because, you know, to take, because we can't get everything from food. So we have a few mineral supplements that we take to get everything we need. So by following the complete diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, your body will immediately begin to improve, go into hyperdrive, and get rid of the toxins. And you will get well and stay well. And for more information, go to themastersurvivor.com. So, folks, I'm telling you, I watched a video that was very telling on what is really going on. And I took notes. Information from host Todd Wood, how, you know, he speaks at interviews Patrick Byrne about the future of America, and Patrick tells him, I think they've manned up. He's talking about the deep state. Patrick Byrne says, I think that they've manned up for a civil war, and they're trying to provoke a civil war, and as difficult as it is to be going on, and as difficult as it is for them to succeed with that, if they do succeed, we lose. We lose America, we lose our lives, we lose our kids, we lose our future. We cannot let this go kinetic, says Patrick Byrne. He says, we've toughed it out for the last 3 years. We're down to 10 months left, and we got to tough it out for another 10 months. I've been at it for 38 months, and we've got only 10 months to go, 10 and a half months, so we have to keep our cool. Todd asked Patrick Byrne what he thinks is going on with the importation of terror gangs through the southern border and what he expects from that, all that. And Patrick replies, he says, this is fifth generation warfare. And in fifth generation warfare, you don't even know who your enemy is. The enemy is, I'm sad to say, because I'm a longtime lover of China, he says, but the enemy is China. They've been behind this, you know, all along. They're behind what's going on in the U.S. It's a huge psyop that we're going through, because you notice we don't really, you know, the news doesn't really talk about China, right? There's a reason for that. They don't want you to put your attention on China. And in particular, I'm talking about the Communist Chinese Party. Patrick Byrne says this is a huge psyop, and we're going through, and they understand warfare, the Chinese, differently than we do, where there's diplomatic and financial, there's terrorism, there's network-centric, which is like taking down electrical grids and such, and then there's just plain terrorism, and then there's war, and they've already infiltrated 10,000 military-age men into the U.S., and they've been infiltrating over the last 3 years. Now, Patrick Byrne's like Dr. Johnny. For years, I was a big fan of China because for years I took Kung Fu and Tai Chi and, you know, Chinese medicine and all that. Patrick Byrne was the same way. I mean, he really liked China. But now he said, nope, it's China. And he says, you know, there's an app. This is what got me. He said, there's an app, an application. Have you done any stories about this app, Dr. Johnny, that they're all using? There is an app that spread globally, and it recruits young military-age men, and evidently it makes it pretty clear that we want you to get into America. It makes it pretty clear that it's even got an organizational code so they can organize in groups once they get here, and they can stay in touch with each other even before they get here. Of course, they've got debit cards, and they got cell phones. They give them cell phones when they come across the border. But this is really an organizational, an organizing tool for there to be a cellular terrorist network. What sounds like to me, he says, I'd love to see you or somebody out there look and find this app and write a story about it. Well, I haven't been able to find it yet, but I got some feelers out, and so does Hall, who is doing the interview. And I've also sent this to my Special Forces White Hats. So this is all a well-organized takedown of America, he says, and the way they're doing it is they don't consider it shameful not to fight in open combat. They think that subverting and collapsing, and they want to occupy. I can go there with the big master plan if you want. And so Hall says, sure, go ahead. He says, so if you put a link about my speech on AmFest, because he talked about it there in his speech in AmFest. He said, there's a series of books I mentioned. One of them is The Secret Speech of Chai Hao Tian, a Chinese guy. And I've given this link before. So that book, The Secret Speech, that's the name of the book, by Chai, C-H-I, and then H-A-O-T-I-A-N, Hao Tian, is the author. And so anyway, this is, he writes about the book. He says, imagine someone who is both the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, and the Vice Chairman of the Democratic Party all at once. And if there could be such a position in a one-party state. This is in the book. This is the book describes the takedown of America. And he says that's who this guy was. He retired in 2003 from some of the positions, and he gave a speech which leaked. It's the highest level leak in Chinese history. I got it, he says. It's about their plan, and their plan is ultimately, he says in the Chinese genre, he says, two tigers cannot live on one mountain. So, you know, right now, China's got to eliminate America because two tigers can't live on one mountain. And they need to take down America, destroy us, and turn us into a vassal state. And how they do that is through bioweapon and destabilizing us. So we go into a civil war where 90% of us die. People should get out of their head this idea of a glorious red dawn, that movie, or The Walking Dead without the zombies. He said, just think, supply chains collapse. In about 2 weeks, we go through a tipping point, and we can't emerge from easily. And then we're war gamed. You know, like a computer game, we're war game by all these guys shooting people up, and they start this war. And then the Patriots rise up. 90% die in 1 year from the supply chain collapse, and then the rest, and they, in the 3 year reign of the cartels and the blue helmets, which is the United Nations soldiers, and they basically rape, pillage, and burn for 3 years what's left of the United States. And in this husk, this carcass, they withdraw the blue helmets, that is, and China occupies this America, and it becomes the new China. He said this was in the speech. This is their plan. You know, two tigers can't exist on one mountain. This becomes new China, and it solves their 2,500-year-old problem for the Chinese, which is food, food, food. Only 4% of their land is arable to feed their people because they've got over 1 billion people. They don't have enough crops to grow their and feed their own. Only 4% of their land can feed their people. I mean, only 4% can feed 4% of their people. So that's just not enough. So China imports a lot of food. But if they take over America, they don't have to do any more imports because that, and that's why gradually, bit by bit, China's creeping in and taking over our country. So this becomes new China, and their party line will be that China's greatest civilization on earth for 2,100 years, and we fell into this 400-year depression where the West humiliated us and took advantage of us, you know, these last couple hundred years. But when they emerged, they put, you know, the Chinese pulled the rug out from under the West and became a hero. And the world had, you know, the greatest heroes that they ever seen and reduced, you know, America to a vassal state. And they occupied us and China became the big hero. They liquidate everyone. They exterminate all the blacks and Hispanics. And sorry, folks out there, if you're black or Hispanic, but that's their plan. Patrick Burns said it over and over again, reading from the speech. He says, I don't make the rules, but they want to terminate all blacks and all Hispanics and most of the whites. They want to keep about 30 million whites alive in America as slaves, and all the rest of them could go. All the blacks, all the Hispanics, he said. And Todd interjects. He says, similar to what they're doing in the Uyghurs, he said, and Patrick responds, well, this is an extermination thing, not an internment camp thing, and that's how they take us. And that's what Dr. Johnny keep telling you about these toxins, because this is all these toxins are sold by China, you know, like MGM. I mean, you know, the monosodium glutamate, you know, MSM, MSG, and all these. See, Chinese sell that so cheap, cheaper than anywhere else. So they'll put that at a discount price. All these toxins and all these anti-caking agents. So China is where all the toxins are coming from that they're putting in our food. Okay? Are you catching my point now, folks? This is what Dr. Johnny's trying to get across to you. This is how they take us down. This is their plan. This is what they say. If you don't believe me, look up the books that I talked about and this speech. But take heart in the fact that this was supposed to happen, according to Patrick Burns, during April and May of 2021. The reason it's not over is because the Patriots did not get violent. There was no civil war. They wanted to get it done by 2021. And they're still pushing it, but they still haven't gotten it done. Patrick says, I've had people in the federal government tell me, they say, Patrick, the people you're up against had a plan for everything you're talking about, except for one, they had a plan for everything in place, except for one, all the population being and staying peaceful. They thought there was no chance you guys would stay peaceful. Everything else they could have done and had a plan for and got it done quickly. We have all been in FEMA camps 2 years ago. This whole United States, coast to coast, is a big FEMA camp right now. It's peaceful political organization and action they have a hard time with, because we clearly have the numbers, but that is the plan. See, nobody wants to get this jab today. They're pushing that jab as well. All that comes from China. And this new push for the pandemic, nobody's buying it. Nobody wants to wear the mask. Nobody's getting the mask. I mean, they say that less than 10% of the population is actually still getting the shot. Todd asked him, he sees the Colorado Supreme Court's removal of Donald Trump from the 2024 election, you know, ballot and so forth. He says, well, I think the Supreme Court in Washington will come to rescue. I do think they're doing the right thing. And in the meantime, Trump's polls have already gone up. I find it very telling. On Monday, he said, on that past Monday, that we heard just a few days ago, by surprise, the Capitol Police or U.S. Park Service, this I found interesting, went into Arlington. This is the Capitol Police and U.S. Park Service went into the Arlington Cemetery to remove the reconciliation statue. They went in there and started removing the statue to take it down. That's a statue that commemorates the reconciliation of the North, of the Union North with the Confederate South, you know, to become one Union. Well, you know, they erected that statue saying, hey, we're back together as one nation, and that statue commemorates. Well, the U.S. Park Service and the Capitol Police in Washington, D.C., all left-wing groups went in there to take down that statue. But they're removing. That was a go-to signal in my mind, said Patrick. They're attempting, see, they were stopped by the White Hats. He said they're attempting to remove that statue, that reconciliation of the North and the South, was the go-to signal to start the Civil War. And boy, he said they're trying hard to start a civil war. Fortunately, a restraining order was slapped on the Capitol Police and the Park Service by a federal judge, an African-American federal judge, I might add, said. And I don't know who appointed him, but he slapped a restraining order on it. So, you know, they would not remove the statue. I find that very interesting. He says, you know, the blacks are the backbone of our country. And, you know, he kept that statue from coming down. We're all working together, folks. But it's very interesting that there's no warning at all taking down the reconciliation statue and healing statue. But one soldier in the Arlington Cemetery saw it, saw the activity. He called his white hat guys and he said, hey, you know, what's going on here? And they got a hold of the judge, and the judge stopped it. So, you know, if they'd taken down that statue, that would have been a signal that we're back in the Civil War already all over again. These people are doing everything they can to get us all into the Civil War again, get blacks to hate whites, and get whites to hate blacks, get Latinos to fight blacks, and all this kind of stuff. And by the way, if that's not getting going, not only do these, you know, 10 to 12 million people get sworn into all the states and they become officers or armed, you'll see Biden call in the United Nations blue helmets. And when he calls in the blue helmets, that's when my previous protestations that I talked about remain, that we must remain peaceful, according to Patrick Byrne. When the blue helmets get here, he said, I rescind. At that point, when the blue helmets come in and start turning up, we can't be peaceful anymore. Let's hope it doesn't get to that point. But if we stay peaceful right now, the blue helmets will never come in. So if the Civil War never starts and Antifa doesn't stir everything up, or these people shooting up and have mass shootings everywhere don't stir up a Civil War, the blue helmets will never come in, and we just have 10 months to go to hang in there. So if you go back to 2015-16, there was a strange thing Obama did. He bought several million AR-15s and M4 carbines and a trillion rounds of ammunition and spread it across post offices and the IRS's offices all across the country. And there are 1,300 federal agencies, in which one has a depot of arms to its teeth. He spread all these across all those agencies, like the IRS, like the post office, you know, And I think these are arms prepositioned for these 10 to 12 million military age males to grab when recruited from the border by following this app on their telephone. So Todd says he's been saying for a while, he asked him if he knows the name of the app. Patrick says, I don't know the name. People need to look into that. Anybody you know that knows anything about computers and knows anything about applications need to find out what apps they're finding to come to this country. You know, hey, I can be recruited in America and you'll get a card and you'll get money, you know, every month. All you got to do is hop on this plane and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we're finding the phones for the invaders, you know, that, you know, tune into this app and use it. They're from Pakistan and Africa and South America and China. Chinese are coming across to Colombia and Panama and coming up that way to the southern border. And regarding whistleblower complaints that Patrick Byrne sent five inspector generals alleging that, you know, the Trump special prosecutor Jack Smith was involved in extortion while a prosecutor at the Hague International Criminal Court. And he says the Department of Justice inspector general wrote back and said, we're not going to touch this right now because it's not in our jurisdiction because Jack was on leave from the Department of Justice. Meanwhile, he's going over the Hague to, you know, help his deep state friends over there. Patrick says this is a little bit like saying that if the FDA found one senior important official working for Pablo Escobar while out of the country, we can't touch that because they're out of the country. But anyway, you've heard all this before, but right now just know that the Biden cabinet, people like Adira Mayorkas and Lloyd Smith, have not signed executive oath of office at all. They're not there legally, folks. And I'll bring more details after these messages.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. And folks, I'm just telling you, the winner, as we get closer to the election, the phonier everything's going to be. They'll pull anything to get us stirred up and start a revolution and start a massive civil war. We're coming in the season, and we're going to see some really disruptive things. It's going to be bumpy. There's going to be a lot of turbulence, but just don't get violent. If we don't get violent, the blue hat, blue helmet, United Nations will never come here. We don't have to get violent. But we're on. The white hats are on it. The United States Marines on Wednesday arrested on charges of treason one of four Colorado Supreme Justices who voted in favor of removing Donald Trump's name for the Colorado State 2024 ballot, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. General Smith sent Marines to Colorado after Vice Admiral Crandall compared the court's 230-page ruling against Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which states that no person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States who, having previously taken an oath, like President Trump, as an officer of the United States to support the Constitution of the United States, shall be engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid to or comfort to enemies thereof. That's why they keep saying that Trump started this insurrection. They use that word, insurrection, because it's in the law. But he didn't do that. As Trump was neither charged nor convicted of insurrection, Admiral Crandall decreed that the court's provocation contorted the 14th Amendment text to fit an agenda, deny Coloradans their constitutional protected right to vote for their candidate of choice, thereby committing treason against the United States and citizens of Colorado. And after authoring the indictments, Admiral asked General Smith to apprehend the four criminal justices An intelligence brief, however, revealed that three of the four had vanished for holiday recess, or who knows, after disqualifying Trump from participating in the 2024 primary. The Marines, who arrived in Colorado Wednesday afternoon, confirmed the report after establishing surveillance on homes of Richard Gabriel, Melissa Hart, Monica Marquez, and William Hood. This quartet, they said, had little difficulty in determining the events for J6 and constituted an insurrection and rebellion started by President Trump, which is a lie. Of the four, only Justice Monica Marquez, a lesbian and member of the Colorado LGBT Bar Association member and a Yale Law School graduate, about as left as you get, was at her publicly listed residence. Incidentally, she had spoken during a drag queen storytelling hour at a children's library just recently in Aurora in Denver, just the day before. The other three justices' homes were dark, deserted, and devoid of not a creature stirring. The general wanted to grab all four simultaneously, my source said, but he decided one is better than none and instructed the Marines to arrest Marquez. He figured that deep staters always returned to the scene of the crime, and he'd get a chance down the road to get the last three. You know what they say, best laid plans of mice and men, he said. The Marines, he added, observed Marquez dwelling for several hours until an unidentified female, presumably Marquez's lover, departed the premises. They disabled the wireless alarm system, then breached the front door and stormed inside, confronting the startled Marquez, who shrieked at the top of her lungs in the kitchen. I'm a Supreme Court justice, she said, as the Marines displayed an arrest warrant, put her in handcuffs. Did Donald Trump send you? And when Marquez was subdued, the Marines searched her home and confiscated several electronic devices, including cell phones and computers, one of which my source said had photographs, get this, photographs of the Trump family, including recent ones that appeared to be clandestinely taken from a hidden snooper, with shots of Barron and Melania outside a retail store in Palm Beach, etc. And from the looks of it, someone had tailed them and was taking their pictures and keeping track of them. Why Marquez wanted these pictures, anyone's guess. I mean, maybe they wanted to hijack or kidnap, Melania and Barron, but she had all the pictures. And these were obscure pictures taken from behind bushes and, long-range lenses and so forth. But the White Hats aren't stopping there. JAG investigators on Friday arrested Georgia Secretary of State Brad Ruffenberger for treason, filing and fulfilling President Donald Trump's January 20, 2021 pledge to hold him accountable for interfering with the 2020 presidential election, which he did. The arrest, which took place outside Ruffenberger's place of business, stems from allegation that he, a rhino, buried Republican votes so Joe Biden would win the state of Georgia on January 2, 2022, 18 days before Biden was unlawfully sworn into office. Trump and Ruffenberger had an hour-long phone call on which the president asked him to find the 11,780 missing, Republican votes. The call went public a few days later, and the Biden team and the MSM allies twisted the meaning of Trump's words, claiming he tried to threaten Ruffenberger, which he didn't. But, the military had the count. Where are those 11,780 Republican votes, Ruffenberger? And he wouldn't answer Trump. So Trump's cautionary message, however, was a final chance for Ruffenberger to atone for selling his soul to the deep state and admit that he disregarded completely legitimate votes. But a stubborn Ruffenberger refused Trump's generosity and parroted his earlier statement, "There are no votes to find, Mr. President." Well, the military had the exact count, both Republicans and the Democrats. And as reported on January 2021, on this show, President Trump and Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rawson indicted Rauffenberger on charges of treason and betrayal of oath of office, vowing he had eventually rot in the bowels of Gitmo. But for reasons unclear, the indictment got sealed and buried among the voluminous piles of other indictments, where it lay undisturbed until last week. My source said he does not know what circumstances prompted Vice Admiral Crandall's staff to unseal Rauffenberger's paperwork last week, yet the timing coincided with a federal jury ordering Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million to two Georgia election workers for claiming, with evidence that he had, they committed voter, ballot fraud, which they did, and they stuffed ballots into the suitcases under the table, which they did, and, in the 2020 election. And, of course, Rudy Giuliani had to file bankruptcy because he couldn't pay the $148 million, in fines. A deep state jury and judge concluded that falsely that Giuliani was guilty in the defamation lawsuit. Regardless, JAG dispatched the four investigators into Georgia on Friday to enforce Rauffenberger's damning indictment. According to my source, they waited outside Rauffenberger's office until he left work, then grabbed him, binding his wrists in cuffs as he approached his vehicle, Rauffenberger venomously protesting, saying, "What's this all about? Who are you? Do you know who I am?" To which the investigator replied, "Doesn't matter who you are, you're coming with us," and showed him a military arrest warrant signed by Admiral Crandall. Rauffenberger has been taken to a holding facility in Florida with a one-way ticket to Gitmo to stand trial. And speaking of elections, and the internet went crazy last Tuesday when Colorado Supreme Court deep state body loaded with, Democrat justice ruled that Donald Trump's name would be stricken from the ballot, citing the deliberate interpretation of the 14th Amendment. And, the Colorado said that, he wouldn't be on the ballot, and they voted, and of course they got one of those justices. Deep state is definitely afraid of Trump, Mar-a-Lago source said, and Trump campaign spokesperson said that they're trying to kill Trump in more ways than you can count, extorting him, blackmailing, outright, assassination. Trump's defenses are impenetrable. This illegal decision is pure desperation, but they'll do what they can to whatever they can to get rid of Trump, he said. Irresponsive, the MSM claims, it was the right thing, they got rid of Trump on the Colorado ballot. Within minutes of that decision, Biden regime's mouthpiece, the Washington Post, published a fictitious story about how Colorado's Supreme Court judges rocked and shook the Trump campaign to its foundations. No, that's a lie. One of their justices got arrested, and they're going to get the other three. That's what happened. It shook them loose and got them after there. And you can force a dormant volcano into eruption. And Trump's critics, are saying that, wow, they're delivering a lethal blow to Trump. No, actually, Trump's white hats are delivering a lethal blow to Colorado and the deep state. President Trump doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get nervous. He doesn't know the meaning of fear. You know what they say? He sees the fear in his enemy's eyes, not in his own life. The deep state is throwing every type of pitch at him, and he keeps knocking back and knocking them out of the park. My source said that when they said Trump was tipped off about the Colorado Supreme Court's decision, he was ready. And, so you can expect Admiral Crandall to be handling the other indictments real soon. and the gloves are off. The Trump return has only just begun. White hats on Saturday arrested Assistant Secretary of Defense for Acquisition, Tanya M. Skeen, S-K-E-E-N, Skeen, one of many unknown and seemingly irrelevant undersecretaries who answered to the criminal Lloyd Austin. My source in General Eric Smith's office revealed that U.S. Marines apprehended Skeen based on evidence that she ostensibly, with Austin's blessing and Joe Biden's, of course, wired $35 million pilfered from the DOT, that's the Department of Defense war chest, to Volodymyr Zelensky's personal savings account in Kiev, Ukraine. Oh, yeah, they're still sending money to him every week. The $35 million was independent of the $200 million that illegitimate President Joseph Biden pledged to Ukraine on December 13th. If one believes the cabal, the U.S. has given Ukraine about $75 billion. From what we've seen and heard, the White Hats and the military tribunals, our figures put that figure well above a trillion that he sent to Zelensky. It's all going to the deep state to pay for our destruction, pay for them to destroy us. The whole administration from top to bottom is on the take. And even though they're losing big, they're fighting to the last man standing to bankrupt the USA and turn the United States into the United States of Ukraine. Skeen is just the last and latest player in that scheme. She's an undersecretary, but still she's real important. She was the bag girl for Zelensky. Skeen was appointed by Biden with the Senate's consent, and in March of 2022, a month after President Vladimir Putin initiated his special operation in Ukraine, and the Biden regime started filling Ukraine's financial coffers. As one of the 21 undersecretaries to Lloyd Austin, her official duties included advising Austin on matters of sustainment and acquisition, which are malleable words that could be twisted to mean anything. A veteran of naval service, she was also executive director for the F-35 Lightning II program. Her position, my source said, was quintessential example of bureaucratic bloat. Just one more unnecessary swamp creature, my source said. All the criminals we learned about their little gift to Biden and Austin's pal, Vladimir Zelensky, last week. The Marines caught Skeen at her Charlottesville, Virginia home, and she and an unnamed male companion were packing suitcases for a holiday trip to the Virgin Islands, where, according to travel itinerary, she intended to spend Christmas holidays to ring in the new year upon seeing the Marines, and that's on taxpayer expense, by the way. Skeen ordered her companion to grab a rifle from the closet and defend her honor, but the snippering coward fell to his knees and begged the Marines not to shoot him. Skeen told the Marines they were making a colossal mistake, that Lloyd Austin would have their heads on a platter. "Let me go," she said. "Let me go, Lloyd. I'm going. Tell Lloyd I want to call Lloyd Austin right now. I'm going on vacation." And the Marine said, "Well, that's right. You are going on vacation. You're going to the spa," which is which is slang talk in the military for Gitmo. Both Sling and her companion are now in a processing center in Florida. Our source would not speculate on what would happen to Skeen's friend, saying that he's being investigated. So the game is almost over. The so-called rules-based world order has lost internationally altogether, and all that's left now is to finish them off in the last strongholds of Europe, Israel, and the United States. The clearest sign of their defeat is a UN vote in December 13th calling for the ceasefire in Gaza. Only 8 countries supported Israel's opposition to a ceasefire. These were Austria, Chechnya, Guatemala, Liberia, Micronesia, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, and Paraguay. Another way to look at these 8 countries is to see these 8 countries as controlling the last of the Nazi faction of the Caesarian Mafia. This is down from 60 countries that attended the Knights of Malta meeting calling for a continuation of the Ukraine war last summer. Now only 8 countries are against it. But, you know, Israel will not do a ceasefire, and none of the other G7 countries now support Israel. But Israel keeps going on with their war because they got to get those kids. The loss of Japan is probably the biggest blow to the Nazis. Last week, a dozen senior Japanese politicians, including 4 cabinet ministers, were arrested in Japan. They included the chief cabinet secretary, chairman of the Policy Research Council, minister of the economy, trade, and industry, and agricultural minister, and minister of international affairs and communications. They were all affiliated with the Unification Church, or the Moonies. Japan is now in the midst of a major political cleanup that will remove the system from the Caesarian Mafia bribery that turned the parliament into a giant acting, you know, 3-ring circus for the Caesarian Mafia. That's what they did to Japan after World War II. The next move in the cleanup was to remove all the second and third generation politicians who were turning the country into a feudal dictatorship. When the purge was finished, Japan will once again be controlled metrocratically, while selected servants, you know, public servants, and democratically elected politicians. In other words, they'll be serving the people. The arrest of the Moonies politicians means the Nazis have lost control of Taiwan, Japan, and North Korea. Let me explain. These countries are now planning to deepen ties with the ASEAN in order to create an East Asia counterbalance to communist China, Asian royal family sources say. Former Rockefeller Council and Foreign Relations Chairman Richard Haass hinted at these fundamental changes when he told the Wall Street Journal last week about a dramatic shift in U.S. ability or willingness to come to Taiwan's aid, which means they've lost Taiwan, and now it can be free. And now that their good friend Henry Kissinger is gone, China, for its part, will be deepening its interrogation and integration with India to form an economic center of gravity for the post-Western world. Now, you have to understand, China is over 1 billion people, folks. So, you know, I'm not talking about the Communist Chinese Party. I'm talking about the whole of China, you know, and they're white hats, okay? But the Communist Chinese Party is trying to take over America. So that's the defining principle here. And by the way, I mean, you could have, you know, a couple hundred million Chinese party members, you know, and that could be significant enough to carry out, you know, and a lot of them are part of the army. So, by the way, recent United Nations vote suggesting that the remaining Nazi submarine bases located in Guatemala, Liberia, Micronesia, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, and, you know, that's why they voted in favor of the deep state, because that's where the last of these submarine bases are, and that's how these kids are being shipped around the world, a lot of them. But landlocked Paraguay is where the Moonies had a ranch next to the one that was owned by Adolf Hitler that was subsequently taken over by George Bush Sr., after Hitler died, George Bush Sr. bought that ranch, and the Moonies moved in right next to him. So they used Chinese and German, they used Japanese and German submarines to create an international drug mafia, smuggling cocaine from South America, amphetamines from North Korea, and heroin from Southeast Asia. You know, this is all part of George W. Bush and the Nazis and how they used Japanese submarines to do the same. This group was also engaged in large-scale human trafficking and arms sales. They made their big move September 11, 2001, and managed to turn the U.S. Israel into a Nazi state along with Japan. This is why Japan and the West began a massive bioweapons research and dispersed the project after 9/11. Now that Japan has been liberated, the battle is on to remove the Nazi strongholds in Austria, Chechnya, Israel, and the U.S. The battle to liberate the U.S. took a dramatic turn on December 15th when the Q people set up a countdown clock and said a power outage would occur. A power station in New York was blown up at midnight on December 15th, exactly when they predicted, causing a widespread power shortages in New York. It's a good guess that power was cut off in the big Khazarian Mafia stronghold in New York in order to turn off alarm systems and let special operations troops grab high-profile individuals. Dr. Johnny's not going to give those details, okay? I've been told to keep quiet about that. However, a few people are now saying that this is the Y2K3. The world as we know it is over. 10 days of a total chaos. Merry Christmas. The Q movement, of course, is closely related to the U.S. President Donald Trump. He is Q. We have heard from the Trump people and found out that they are two different Donald Trumps, and I finally revealed that on last week's show. I was told to stay quiet for over a year on that one. But others are talking about it, so Dr. Johnny came out to give you more details. So the fake Donald Trump that's working supposedly from, is he a double agent? Is he a triple agent? Let's just call him the fake Trump right now, is working for the Khazarian Mafia and is based at Mar-a-Lago. And the real splits, you know, the real one, the real Donald Trump splits his time between military bases of Mount Cheyenne in Colorado and Greenland, Pentagon sources revealed. And it's clear that the Rockefeller family is particularly scared of the real Donald Trump. Their media has been issuing hysterical warnings. They're saying things like Canada will be annexed to America. Well, maybe it will. And he will make himself the Fuhrer. Well, maybe he will. And martial law against all the American people. Well, the deep state tries to pull some major event, there may be martial law. That's maybe true. However, Archbishop Carlo Vangano talks about who is the real target. You know, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta. Vangano says the arrest of Slade Shulmore for pedophilia and child pornography, exposing a network of horrendous crimes against minors that revolves around the international deep state. He says, and this is a cardinal, by the way, he says Israel's Mossad gathered evidence of world leaders, including a horrendous ritual crimes against minors. You know, Jeffrey Epstein was just one of the guys who pulled that all together. Vigano adds that blackmail videos must be a reason why members of the World Economic Forum and heads of state in the United Nations went along with the fake pandemic and do not protest against massacres in Gaza and the farce in Ukraine. So, the movie director Stanley Kubrick tried to warn us of all this in the 1999 movie. I saw the movie, Eyes Wide Shut. I think, you know, what's his name? The big hero for Top Gun. He played in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Kubrick was killed for making this movie because the movie was filmed inside one of the Rothschilds estates, you know, and Tom Cruise was the head actor. He was, of course, wearing a mask and was in that thing, and everybody's wearing masks, and they had blood rituals and everything. So Kubrick was killed after making that movie, and insiders now telling us that the movie's based on real events and censored to remove a scene where a young girl was stabbed to death and had her face ripped off in front of an elite crowd. We now know from videos of Hillary Clinton and her special assistant did the same thing, and those 12 different police officers in New York saw the video that they made so they could extract adrenochrome from that young girl. And it's a common practice around the ruling elite to get that adrenochrome. And the hint of the sort of horrors that are all about to be exposed, in the video I watched a rabbi who claims human child meat was sold to fast food outlets like McDonald's, and, well, McDonald's was the number one buyer, and then other fast food outlets. That's evidence in the 2015 child's teeth were found in McDonald's hamburgers and sausages and hash brown potatoes in various parts of Japan in McDonald's restaurants. So at the time, McDonald's Japan held a press conference, though, they did not mention why human remains were traced to child's teeth were found in their meat, but they said their meat came from their headquarters in the United States and even tried to shift responsibility onto its customers. And anyway, but they had to report that because Japanese scientists, you know, did the studies on the McDonald's meat. And, of course, all those abortion clinics, whatever organs they don't harvest out, the rest of the bodies from the abortion clinics from those babies are sold as meat and ground up and sold to, you know, McDonald's is the number one customer to buy meat because it's cheap, cheaper than regular beef. But it's instant business, so they want abortions, see? Get more meat. So let us see if U.S. Special Forces now hunt all of them down and bring these people to justice in a sign this may be finally happening. Military helicopters were flying low over Dallas this past week. Department of Defense concluded that, oh, they just said, oh, these are military training operations. But I'm just here to tell you, I live about, you know, half hour away from Dallas, and they were apprehension operations. Let me just put it that way. There's so much I can't say, folks. I'm going to keep telling you more on this show. But the other thing that's happening is that a deep state puppet master by the name of Brat McGurk has been flushed out. He's one of the masterminds behind the Gaza genocide, and he's trying to get the U.S. to invade Saudi Arabia. And now that is being exposed. And, of course, that's not happening. So a lot of these things that they wanted to pull just have not been able to come off. We also see U.S. rebel leader John McAfee is still alive. He's directing rebellion from a room in his inside a Faraday cage, where it also has a scrambler to guard his location. So he always says, you know, where am I doing this? Because, you know, and why am I doing this? I'm an escaped slave, and I have a big mouth and a loud voice, he says. I'm urging corporate slaves to escape their 9-to-5 existence and turn themselves in. possibly he's behind the video of Joe Biden said, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in history of the American politics. He's got Joe Biden right on video saying that. But did anybody do anything about it? Nope. Just one second. Let's see. Okay, I'm back. But we saw a political move as Jack Smith, the special prosecutor pursuing Donald Trump, was exposed for running an extortion scheme while working for the Rockefeller-controlled International Court of Justice in The Hague. This means the legal witch hunt against Trump will end soon. A good sign of change is a bit, that it will be the fake Trump at Mar-a-Lago and his handler, Zio Zagami, that are arrested in public. So, you know, is he double agent, triple agent? You know, I used to call him Trump Dumpy, Dumpy Trump. I knew he was a double, but that was my code in the beginning. I said, yeah, well, we got Dumpy Trump making the speeches. Well, you know, I'll give you more details as I'm allowed, okay? So in a sign, the Kazari Mafia, do fear arrest, Mark Zuckerberg Rockefeller has fled or is planning to flee to his Hawaii compound, which is an underground bunker. You know, that's where he was going to go. And he's trying to get to Hawaii, but so far, I don't think he made it. And that's his clone, by the way. We got the real Zuckerberg. Meanwhile, but it doesn't matter whether it's clone or not, you know, they can still pull off the deep state agenda that they originally set out to do because they got that brain chip telling them exactly what to do. They, you know, they look like Zuckerberg. They look, you know, talks like Zuckerberg. He is Zuckerberg, you know. So, you know, but he's been captured. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum puppet master, Klaus Schwab, Rothschild, admits there's an anti-system movement, he says. We are seeing a revolution against the system. Oh, 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 boo-hoo. Well, he can see the pitchforks and nooses coming for him already, which is why he's not been seen in public since September. Mossad sources say he's now hiding in a hospital in an underground bunker inside the Rothschild family complex in Zug, Switzerland. He won't be there long. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Schwab is a legitimate military target, so we presume our special forces will be heading to Zug real soon, he says, and they have not. They've already been there, okay? So, and see, right now, the Spetsnaz, military special forces, have got a couple of teams of Navy and Marine white hats working with them. So they've gone in there with the Spetsnaz in the Zog. Russian FSB contacted us last week saying there will be no U.S. elections in 2024 and Joe Biden will be the last president. That's what the Russian FSB sources say. And the U.S. and Israel will cease to exist as countries real soon, they say. That means the USA Corporation. So in a sign, Russia means business. That source added, FSB source says, Russia was assembling a large army on the Syrian border with Israel. And just for your information, folks, for 15 years, I was married to a Soviet girl. She said, don't call me Moldovan, don't call me Russian, I'm a Soviet. Well, that, you know, over 10 years of divorces, anyway. So I got connections with the Ruskies too, okay? I'm just saying. And they're telling me a lot of interesting things, and they're saying, well, they don't want you saying that. They say, oh, it doesn't matter at this point. Comrade, the Israelis stopped the genocide in Gaza for several days after Russia planted its flag at their border, but now it's continued to fight, and since the genocide is now resumed, Russia will have to move in, my FSB sources say. I think it already has, because we're not getting it from the media. The Christian Russians are moving in part because they have been warned the Khazari Mafia is planning to destroy the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem. The Russian Christians are going to protect the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem. The Khazarian Mafia fanatics believe they can bring on their end of times if they destroy the presumed birthplace of Jesus Christ. Well, they're not going to do that because, you know, one of the biggest Christian countries in the world is Russia, probably the biggest Christian country in the world. Another sign this is not business as usual came this past Monday, last week, that the top Iranian military commander said Iran will soon expel U.S. aircraft carriers from the region as they come to incite sedition. Iranian media subsequently reported Iran's Navy had forced the USS aircraft carrier Dwight Eisenhower out of the Persian Gulf. Eisenhower had to flee because the fact is that U.S. Aircraft carriers were the state of the, were no longer the state of the art. This technology 80 years ago are now useless white elephants, and they can be sunk with a single hypersonic missile. So Iranian threats are very real, and, you know, that moves our operations a little bit. So the Khazari Mafia are imploding, okay? Their vaccine campaign is now blowing up in their face. Pfizer says it expects sales for its COVID products to drop about 90% in 2024. The CDC reports only 16% of adults and 7% of children have received the updated vaccine. Oh, boo-hoo. Nobody wants that. A drop in sales is the least of the pharmaceutical company's worries. The huge spike in deaths from the vaccines means it's only a matter of time before hundreds of Western governments and pharmaceutical and medical establishment officials are brought to war crimes tribunals. I watched a video last week of the WHO whistleblower, Dr. Ezra Steckenberger, explained the plan to keep vaccinated people forever. Lawsuits and prosecutions are already snowballing. And I told you about Speranza, the Italian health minister, being arrested. And also the Cardinal Bianchi, the most senior Catholic church official ever to stand trial before a Vatican criminal court, was found guilty of fraud and embezzlement. P2 Freemasons say the Bichia is also ensnared in a honey trap and named Cecilia Maragana, really a hot number, a 46-year-old self-styled security analyst. But boy, she can put on that little black dress and she could pick up any guy she wants. She got 575,000 euros from Bianchi to spend much of the money on luxury clothing and health spas to be beautiful. And so, you know, they're arresting them right and left. Rome is no longer under control, but the rubber mask fake Pope Francis is near the end of his fake rule. France, too, is on the political crisis, and French President Emmanuel Macron has been humiliated after a long deal on reform was immediately struck down in a surprise move by the National Assembly without even being debated. So they don't want any more immigrants in Japan. I mean, well, in Japan or France, but mainly France doesn't want any more immigrants. All their crimes, 80% of them are from immigrants. The French are up in arms, and the rest of the Western Europe is a huge spike in crimes caused by influx of military-aged males from the Middle East and Africa. In a rare move, the Ministerial Statistical Department of Internal Security reported that 69% of robberies and other violent crimes, which includes assaults occurring in public transport in the greater Paris region, are conducted by individuals of foreign nationals. That's 69% of all the violent crimes. They're tired of immigrants. There's a huge struggle underway in Poland. Last week, we reported German agent Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk had joined the White Hats. He's come in. He's been voted in. This is because of the previously skeptical Polish sources are appeased by his recent conciliatory talk. So it's happening all over Europe. White Hats are taking over Europe. And, you know, the Tusk government is also planning legislation and passing legislation, you know, to, you know, when they pass legislation to allow adrenochrome to be harvested. Well, that was the last straw. So then the White Hat, you know, got voted in. Well, Ukraine, Georgia, or Thailand, by same-sex couples to give birth to sell a child like an object. This is only the child trafficking and objectification of women and treated as living incubators. And they're just trying to promote that more and more and more. More abortions, more baby factories. So I'm telling you folks, it's happening. And by the way, in the latest science over in Ukraine, the sons of the mayor of Kiev have been spotted partying in Europe. And they're forbidden to coming back in their country because they'll be dragged off the streets and sent to their deaths. But all this shows the Khazari Mafia will still and must never be underestimated. It looks like a cyber attack is their next big move, but that may not happen either. And it may be, you know, part of what alerted that was the Netflix movie made by Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. Anyway, it's alarming, and I want to bring you a little upbeat message from Q Rider. You know, even, let me tell you, I mean, these deep state, I mean, all these elites, even Warren Buffett, you know, he said, this is a quote, Warren Buffett said, the cyber threat, we've just started, he said. Of course, it hadn't started yet. But we have to have this. And it ties right into the script. And he said, U.S. alarmed us as China hacks critical systems. And he said, the U.S. is alarmed as China hacks critical systems. China was infiltrated key American cyber infrastructure without detection for over a year. This, of course, is what the CIA wants you to believe. See, somebody like Warren Buffett is all proud for this to happen because they buy up everything on pennies on the dollar. So folks, make sure, you know, throughout these holidays you have enough food and on hand, and just don't participate in any of this horror show that they might be pulling over the holidays. But I think we're going to be okay through the holidays and through the New Year's and through most of January. And I wanted to read from Q the Storm Rider because it's kind of a bit of a Christmas gift to you all, because the White Hat, I haven't been able, listen, as much as I can, I try to bring it all out on this show. And so many people say, well, where do you get your information, Dr. Johnny? I never hear anybody else talking about what you talk about. I don't even know if it's real or not. I said, well, you're not going to hear anybody else talk about it because I get my information from my military. I got some military there, my patients. All right? So when they're off on a sortie or they're off on a mission or whatever, and, you know, one of their daughter or their wife or whatever, or their sons get sick, you know, they call Dr. Johnny, you know. Yeah, you know, I can't help them when they're on duty, but they want me just, you know, if they need anything, they want to make sure they can call you, Dr. Johnny. So I get little bits and pieces from them, and then I get bits and pieces from my contacts at Mar-a-Lago, because I used to live in – West Palm Beach. Well, I lived in Palm Beach Gardens. I worked in West Palm Beach, and I used to go out on Palm Beach, you know, to the Europa or the Breakers or whatever. And I've been to Mar-a-Lago several times, and I know people that work there. Okay, so I know things that people that other patriots don't know. This is why. All right. So if you don't hear it anywhere else, don't think it's not true. Just think, well, I better listen to next week's show because I'll get more details. And as I can bring out more, and see, my military people, they listen to my show and they say, no, Dr. Johnny, we like your show. Keep doing your show, but don't you keep talking about that. Stop talking about that. Stop talking about that. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And, you know, I just try to, you know, walk the line. And so this is from Q the Storm Rider. Here is a little bit of Christmas gift to you all. We hope this message brings a little smile and holiday spirit. And from the wires and cables from the Q team, we expect there will be a World Alliance plans happening very soon in the future. And they say destruction of the United Nations and globalist elite woke agenda, military operations, through devotional plan is controlling certain protocols and operations that will connect Trump to create laws against Hollywood propaganda, MSM, which is mainstream media, and controlled CIA operations, which is the Mockingbird CIA operations, and currently several divisions in the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, and coming, and it will be installed by that are coming, that will be installed by Cash Patel, plus military future leaders in the Trump cabinet, and government sectors are devising a legal plan to create laws against the United Nations agenda, Rockefeller, Rothschild, CIA, transgender, psychological operations, and woke agenda. They're planning to cancel all that. These new laws will shock Hollywood, and the Trump card is that there's always been a plan in the Carnegie Endowment, the UN, and the globalist agenda. Plans are now underway by the Alliance, Trump, and the White Hats to counter the Davos World Economic Forum, United Nations, CIA, Petio elites, and world gender wars operations and their control over Hollywood and MSM propaganda machine. The Military World Alliance want a strong female vice president, they say. Mr. Trump, you got to have a strong female vice president, somebody like Carrie Lake. To become vice president at your side, a strong relationship with women of the U.S. and the world, a strong female vice president will also have strong ties that will unite the coming revolution of China, because when the majority of the Chinese overthrow the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, China will be white hat through and through. Currently, General Q Brown is in talks with the Chinese military chief of staff, the white hat there, and is getting ready for the downfall of the Chinese Communist Party. China is projected to separate into different countries, such as Hong Kong, which wants its own country and its own laws. Tibet will be free to be its own country and its own laws. And Mongolia, etc. These new Chinese countries will stay in power together under a new Chinese Alliance Federation, and they will be white hats. And I've been telling you all for a long time, Xi is going to implode his own power structure and destroy the CCP under his own guidance and rule, and he will sacrifice his power and give true freedom to China. Now you should understand why the U.S. Space Force, SpaceX, is heavily involved with the Chinese government to bring in a digital century, and Trump's vice president will have a major role in United China and the U.S. relationship, will bring BRICS and Trump global currency trade. Currently, plans are underway to bring back black communities of the U.S. into the Trump movement and Great Awakening movement, and these operations will swing 80% of the black votes for Trump in 2024, and this will be ensured as the Democratic Party will try to, you know, change voting laws, etc. This will all be connected with the exposure of the CIA propaganda in the black communities and the music industry, how they've tried to destroy the black communities and blacks in general with all their drug trade. The military are positioning a powerful, strong black woman that will lead them to Trump and a powerful black Great Awakening movement. Military operation with the United Space Force and white hats in the intelligence will show clear evidence of the AI systems corrupting the digital voting systems. In the future tribunals and coming imminently, the number one corporation in the world, Microsoft, will collapse, and Elon Musk is expected to buy out the company in great moves by the white hats. And so thank you, Ezra and Cash and Trump and the United States Space Force. Microsoft will admit their part in a military coup and corruption with their compliance with CIA and DARPA and the Pentagon in general. So I'm just telling you, folks, Musk X and Truth Alliance, news source Tucker Carlson will help expose the corruption and 0.5 billion digital warriors of Great Awakening will spread the messages throughout the world as the death of the mainstream media begins in 2024. Happy holidays, patriots, freedom fighters, and world patriots and master survivors. Have a good week, everybody, and I'll see you next Sunday. This is Dr. Johnny. The future is brighter than ever. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or even be.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, and unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, Russian never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers